Finally, pretty safe bet you don't get to hear a lot of music from Estonia. The work of modern classical composer Arvo Pärt is perhaps the exception, but Estonian pop music? Well, we know it exists. And as the world's Marco Werman explains, it owes a lot to a Soviet-era band called Collage.
When the Soviet Union takes over a country, they mean it. They occupied Estonia for much of the latter half of the 20th century and used large swathes of the country for military bases. In fact, during the Cold War, big chunks of Estonia couldn't even be accessed by its own residents. The cultural life of Estonia, as you might expect, suffered in such an environment. But some artists did what they could to keep their creativity humming. A group of music students at the Tallinn Conservatory, for example, they formed an influential group called Collage. Collage has been described as a 70s group of forbidden jazz lovers, and they were clever. If they'd been too derivative of the capitalist American idioms of pop and jazz, they'd probably have been censored. At the same time, they didn't just want to play Estonian folk music or even modern Estonian classical, styles that would have been palatable to the Soviet culture czars. Yes, you're hearing Estonian scat, circa 1975, but the melodic theme of this song, Petis Peju, originates in Estonian folk music. The members of Collage had been inspired by a Swedish pianist and composer who brought his contemporary variations on Scandinavian folk music to Tallinn. It occurred to Collage that they could do the same thing with Estonian folk music, but steer it gently to more poppy, jazzy styles and without the resulting Soviet censorship. They even tapped an artistic technique used widely today, sampling. Instead of a disco bassline, though, Collage was sampling scratchy recordings from the 50s of Estonian folk music. By taking a bank shot off their country's traditional music, Collage inadvertently triggered a renewed appreciation of folk sounds amongst other musicians in Estonia. And by finding a detour around the artistic confines of Soviet politics, Collage in the 70s created music that sounds like it was made today. For those who want to find out more about Collage, check out their recent anthology of works titled 54 Minutes 20 Seconds. To give you a sense of how avant-garde and chronologically out of sync Collage was for their time, the marketers of the new anthology suggest the band's music would be suitable for fans of French eclectic pianist Michel Legrand, Belle and Sebastian, Stereolab, and Antonio Carlos Jobim. I could add the Swingle Singers, but I think you get the point. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
That's our program for today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.